ABC Radio Australia.
On another key issue at the forum meeting, West Papua, there appears to be a wind of change. During a session with civil society organisations, there were some unexpected comments from unexpected quarters. In contrast to Fiji Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama's line that his country treads carefully in supporting Indonesia's sovereignty and West Papuan human rights, Samoa's Prime Minister Tuulu Lepisalele said the issue cannot be ignored anymore when people are dying. And Tonga's leader Akilisi Pohiva asked the question, has the Pacific lost control of its own destiny, and suggested Indonesia looked at the region like nothing. So is this just rhetoric, or does the fact that Polynesian leaders are speaking out in this way on a Melanesian cause mean we can anticipate something unexpected in the final communique? George Carter is a former political advisor at the US Embassy in Apia and now a research fellow at the Australian National University. He's in Tuvalu for the forum and was in the room for the West Papua session.
It was Tonga's Prime Minister, Dr. Akilisi Pohiva, that sort of changed the mood in the room. With a passionate outcry in the meeting, with his opening remarks, he asked whether regionalism was real and whether it was only a myth. And he situated these questions to explain the region's need for collective response, whereby the past response has been something of sitting on the fence. And, you know, he calls upon how can we reconcile and live with the facts of West Papua as a region. And it seems like we have given our destiny to others, and by others have been the United Nations, to look into the issue. He was calling upon the leaders in today's retreat to please consider their solidarity. This is the solidarity was their only weapon in addressing the West Papua issue. Now, immediately afterwards, the Prime Minister of Samoa, Tuulu Lepisalele, stated on the West Papua question that leaders will have imperfect views, but we must take certain positions. And he called upon, you know, some of the countries to reevaluate these positions. He stated that these challenges to him were pressing and that all leaders need to address the issue with courage.
If we assume that, for example, Vanuatu, which is at the vanguard of pushing the West Papuan cause, continues to bang the drum, and maybe Solomon Islands, which has spoken out in the past, although we're not quite sure where they stand on key issues these days, but maybe something will come out of the leaders' retreat, something unexpected on West Papua that might completely shift the agenda here.
We may see that. And yesterday's response, Prime Minister Sugawari, but as well as Foreign Minister Regan Manuel Vanuatu, he sort of spoken out and said that beyond having a united front or solidarity towards West Papua, it's important that if we do have such a position in the communique, and that's Foreign Minister Regan Manuel, that leaders also encourage that we continue to voice this in other forums, and that it's not solely one or two countries speaking on these issues. But there's been a lot of drafting and a lot of negotiations, and having some movement in the communique that's different from the past years. What we are starting to hear that the foreign ministers have agreed, sort of are now taking it up to the leaders, is to press upon that it's not just within the decolonization list, but it's also something to be addressed within the UN Human Rights Council.
Given the comments that have come particularly from unexpected sources like the Prime Minister of Samoa, the Prime Minister of Tonga, how do you see the prospect for a strong, unified statement on the issue of West Papua coming out in the final communique?
We will probably see something in the middle ground, but with some movement. What we saw yesterday, and from particular countries such as Samoa, who have not been vocal on the issue, calling upon other leaders to review their stances, is something to look forward to in from today. I think the other thing too, the main key player in the West Papua issue is Papua New Guinea's stance and what Merape sees as the way forward into the policy towards West Papua will actually be the one that the region will move to. And as of yesterday, Merape, in his statement, put the right not to respond on the issue during the session. And so while we see from Samoa the need for leaders to move forward or rethink stances on the issue of West Papua, I think the key player in all of this will be Papua New Guinea and how they see West Papua and how it should be addressed as a region.